بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، الحمد للہ، بإذن اللہ تعالی، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی جل جلالہ ہیز گرانٹیڈ اس دس ویری آسپیشیس اینڈ ویری ہولی اینڈ ویری پاورفل ڈے، وچ از یوم العرفہ. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی گیو اس مینی ڈفرنٹ ویز آف ارننگ ہز پلیجر، and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity to do the best we can in order to please him. Now if you look at Ramadan al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Laylatul Qadr, and that Laylatul Qadr, however, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concealed the actual night when it is. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to search for it in the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan al-Kareem. So even though many of the ulama and some of the sahaba have they mentioned this one, this night or that night as the possible night, but with surety nobody can say, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not specify any specific night. So we know it is there among the last 10 nights of Ramadan al-Kareem, and in those 10 nights among the odd nights, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us. But the issue of Yawm al-Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not conceal it. Allah told us where it, when it is, which is the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah. So alhamdulillah, those who are actually standing in Arafah, alhamdulillah, they are performing Hajj, and Allah is granting them that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His mercy and grace included everybody, any Muslim in any country, wherever he or she might be. Allah opened the door of the benefits of Yawm al-Arafah for them also. Now look at what happens when the Hujjaj are standing in Yawm al-Arafah. What are they actually doing? Arafah is the boundary of the Haram. If you step outside of Arafah, if you go to Arafah, alhamdulillah, I think all of us have been there, or most of us have been there. There are signs there saying this is the boundary of Arafah. So if you are in Hajj, and if you step outside that boundary, then your Hajj is gone. You must be within this boundary. So what is Arafah? Arafah is the gates of the Haram. Now it is the gateway to the Haram. Effectively, that's the boundary. So it's the gateway to the Haram. So what are the Hujjaj, what are they doing there? They are standing there and they are begging for permission to enter the Haram. Yeah, that is the symbolism of Arafah. Is what? They are standing there the whole day and they are making dua, and they are standing there in a state of ihram, which means that all the wealth and splendor and power and whatever of this world, whoever they might be, whether it's a king or whether it's a pauper, there is no differentiation. They all look the same. They are all standing at the gates of the Haram, begging for permission to enter. That is what they are doing. And they do it the whole day, from morning till evening. They are standing there and they are begging for permission to enter. They are seeking the forgiveness of Allah. They are making dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu likes that ubudiyat. Allah likes that humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes that humbleness so much that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the attention of the muqarrabun, the malaika around the throne, to what is happening in the Arafah, and Allah says, these are my slaves. and I will forgive them and I will grant them what they ask. So alhamdulillah, we ask Allah to grant all the du'as of whoever is in Arafah. Alhamdulillah. But to think about it, therefore we are not there, but we are somewhere else, but we, the same thing applies to us. Which is that today is a day when we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to enter His haram. Now to entering the haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the physical entrance which the people in Arafah are doing. There is also the spiritual entrance of entering into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. So when they get this presence, when they get this permission to enter the haram, that is when they enter the haram, they pray in Muzdalifah, they go to Mina, and then they go and make tawaf of the Kaaba. A day will come when we will all stand like this in another plane, in another maidan where we will be gathered. And that place is called Al-Hashr, the place of gathering. And there again we will beg and we will plead with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for permission to enter. And that will not only be the permission to enter His haram, but to the permission to enter His own presence, to come before His throne. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the vision of His countenance, which He promised to do. And there again, who gets it and who doesn't get it doesn't depend on anything of this dunya. It depends on the humility and the humbleness of the person. It depends on ubudiyat. Who gets it is the one who is humble enough to beg for it, to ask for it. The symbolism of Yawmul Arafah is not restricted to this day. It's also, if you look at it, this is the day in the year where we are standing at the gates of the haram. What is the haram? The haram is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the haram is what? The haram is the place where all disobedience of Allah is haram. It is prohibited. So the haram is pure because there is only the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that place. So when we are standing here in terms of our life, if you look at it, we are standing at the gates. And we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to enter into His haram, the haram of His obedience. And when we are allowed to enter, then we enter and we go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the day when the other gate is opened for us to go into His presence, which is the day when we will meet Him, inshallah. And that is the symbolism of this day also, inshallah, where when we stand here and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us into His presence. Which means that from today, when we stand here and we make dua, we not only make dua for whatever we want, but we make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all humility to forgive us and to allow us into His presence, which means that we are going to take an oath before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say that from this moment onwards, I will not disobey you. I will not deliberately disobey you. And by mistake, if something happens, please forgive me. But mistakes are not done deliberately. Please understand that. Knowing something is wrong, you still do that, it's not a mistake anymore. It's a crime. The difference between a mistake and a crime is intention. The same thing done accidentally is a mistake. When the same thing is done intentionally, it's a crime. A mistake is forgivable, a crime is culpable. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our mistakes. And to, we make this promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will not deliberately disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So today on this day, I remind myself and you, let us not waste this day. Don't waste this day. Try to do as much of ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you can. As much of Quran and dhikr and contemplation and reflection and introspection and lots of tawbah, and make lots and lots of dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should accept all of this, and ensure that this day is spent in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So get off Facebook, get off everything. Don't waste your time with all this stuff. Don't waste your time with all this. Just connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and beg and plead Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our sins. And make a lots and lots of dua for the Muslims of the world, wherever they are, whoever they are being oppressed Each place has its own story to tell, and each story is more tragic than the other. We have reached a stage where it is so tragic that I don't even know what to say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all those people, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ourselves. So today is the day when seek forgiveness, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg and plead with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and straighten our affairs. Believe me, whatever is happening to us, this is not anybody's fault. This is our own doing. We deliberately disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We knowingly do things which we know Allah does not like, and we still do them. And when we do that, believe me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us from one level of humility to another level of humility until we decide to turn around and change. Difficulties will not lessen, they will increase. They will not even remain at the same level. It doesn't matter what dua you make. If the actions of the person, if our actions don't change, all the dua in the world is going down the drain. Nothing will happen. You can go and make dua anywhere you want. It will not be answered. And I'm not making all these statements. Go read the hadith of Rasulullah SAW. Nabi SAW said this: you will ask protection, Allah will not protect you. You will ask Allah to help you, Allah will not help you. Go read the hadith. That is where we are standing today. The change is also, alhamdulillah, in our hands. We don't need anybody. Our hands. Each one of us. So let us take this day and let us make individually, let us make this niyyah that, Ya Allah, from today, I will not disobey you. I don't care who says what. I will not disobey you. Khalas. And I will obey you. Forget everybody else. Me. Because that's the only one I control. I don't control anybody. I control myself. Let me control myself. I will not disobey you. I will follow you. I will obey you. I will follow the sunnah of your Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then make dua, insha'Allah al-musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this dua. We make tawbah, we make istighfar. Let us seek forgiveness for ourselves. Whoever we have wronged, go and seek forgiveness from that person, because Allah will not forgive you until that person forgives you. Do that, straighten all our accounts, make sure that we have changed our lives from today. That is the meaning of Yawmul Arafah. Then, inshallah al-musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us permission to come into His presence. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to then fill all your lives and all our lives with His nur and with the barakah of the sunnah of His Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your du'as and to grant protection. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in our times of need. Because the biggest time of need will be when we face Malakul Mauts. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help on that day. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.